This is Laurel Mildred from the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports, and joining me today is Michelle Herman-Soper, Senior Program Officer at the Center for Healthcare Strategies in New Jersey. Michelle has written about the elements that assist states to build integrated programs for Medicare, Medicaid enrollees, known as dual eligibles. These elements contribute to a high-performing system of long-term services and supports. A fourth critical element is stakeholder outreach and communication.
Thank you, Laurel. Successful stakeholder outreach and communication is important to the planning and implementation of Medicare, Medicaid integrated care programs and managed long-term services and supports. States can benefit from close collaboration with health plans, improved coordination between Medicare and Medicaid providers, and new strategies for member outreach. State staff may also have to assume more active roles in outreach and communication than they have held in traditional Medicaid managed care programs. Facilitating communications with health plans in these programs in the months before and immediately after program launch is important for several reasons. States will want to ensure that the policies and procedures being developed are actually put into place and function as intended. Also, plans may not be familiar with state oversight rules or Medicaid behavioral health and LTSS providers. A few suggestions for states to facilitate communication with health plans include helping plans to develop member advisory boards and also assisting plans in communicating their care management objectives to providers. There's also limited interaction often between providers primarily paid by Medicare and those providers that are primarily paid by Medicaid and provide long-term services and supports in behavioral health. LTSS and behavioral health providers are less likely to have experience with managed care plans, and they could be skeptical of plans' ability to manage care appropriately. Similarly, Medicare providers might be unfamiliar with Medicaid program rules. States can increase providers' comfort level with integrated initiatives by creating training and education materials that clearly describe the value of integrated care, conducting outreach and education to practices, clinics, and home and community-based service providers about the integrated care initiatives early on, and also engaging provider groups to gather input on how to communicate care expectations to the plans. Lastly, states will need to take an active role in member communication and adopt a transparent, no surprises approach. The ability to clearly explain how integrated care programs will benefit members is critical. States can also develop marketing and education materials that clearly explain how members can access both Medicare and Medicaid services and release a comprehensive communications work plan that clearly defines all program terms and describes the agency's vision and goals for the program. Many states sought extensive feedback from stakeholders before deciding to move forward with Medicare Medicaid integration or MLTSS programs. They've all emphasized the importance of rigorous stakeholder involvement and effective communication between state, health plans, providers, and members about the new program.
Thanks for sharing this information, Michelle. If you'd like to hear more about other issues that impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.ccltss.org or call 916-966-6643.